Yo, what is up, all you primetime players, all you primetime fans, all you newcomers that's just coming out to the podcast. This is the Primetime Thoughts Podcast, and I am your host, Primetime Scott 3. Yo, what is up, all you people? And, hey, if you guys are watching this on Twitch, just know that I am also streaming on Twitch, but also recording this for my YouTube family. So go up on the Primetime Thoughts Podcast YouTube channel. And also, it will be for audio and video between Spotify. So you guys can watch it between audio, video, whatever you like. Watch it later down the line. Trying something new, trying something different. I tried this last episode. Last episode turned out pretty well, so we're gonna see how this sticks. This might be the new thing. Just recording podcast episodes for Twitter, and it's gonna for Twitch, and it's gonna be right there on Twitch all the time, and then making sure it's going right there on YouTube as well, just in case you guys can't watch it on Twitch. You guys don't watch the Twitch stream, it's gonna be on the YouTube channel as well. So with that being said, let's get into what we're talking about for this podcast episode. So, for this podcast episode, we're going to be talking about the NBA 2K League Tournament. The Turn Tournament. So, with this tournament, it's like the middle of the season 2K League Tournament. I believe prior we had talked about the 3v3. I might have talked about the tip-off as well. If you guys didn't check out that podcast episodes, go check out those on the YouTube channel. Also, I also tweet about the NBA 2K League every NBA 2K League game day. So go check out my Twitter as well. All the links are going to be right there down below in the description, so go check those out. But this one, we're going to be talking about the turn. And to talk about the turn, we're going to go into the NBA 2K League's the website. I'm going to be using some fellow analysts, some fellow content creators that's on the website and stuff like that, some of their articles, and they're going to provide us with a recap of it, a little preview of it, but then I'm also going to give you my spin of it, my analysis of it, of everything, and also give you guys my predictions for how I think the rest of the turn is going to turn out to be, who I think is going to make it to the playoffs, and also who do I have as my front runners for some awards. So, with that being said, let's turn over to the website. I was listening to a little music. For right now, right, these are the current standings, and this is before we get into stage play at the turn. And stage play does not start until Wednesday, 6 o'clock Eastern time. The turn stage play starts 6 o'clock Eastern time. They're gonna be in Studio District E. They're gonna be in Washington D.C. They're gonna be live basically for the rest of now on Wednesday until the end of season 6. So everything's gonna be stage play from now on. So it's gonna be great for the consumers to watch, because man, the amount of trash talking and the amount of and the games are just even better. The broadcast team even picks it up even more, which the broadcast team is great on remote, but when they're in stage and we're right next to each other and stuff like that, they just pick it up another notch. So it's gonna be great to see the rest of the games being called on stage, and see how the players react and whatnot. So, and for my audio listeners, I'm gonna give you guys for my audio listeners, here is the current standings. For the Western Conference, we have Warriors Gaming Squad currently as the number one seed. We have T-Wolves Gaming as the number two. We have Bucks Gaming as the number three. We have Pistons GT as a number four, and we have Blazers 5 as a number five. So, I believe, and the recaps will correct this, but I believe as of right now, the Warriors, T-Wolves, Bucks are clinching the Western Conference. Pistons and Blazers 5 could, those two seedings could switch out, the seat, the there. I don't think they're clinched just yet. I don't think they clinched their seeds just yet, but I think they clinched playoff. At least for Pistons GT, I believe they clinched the playoff spot. Blazer 5, they're still fighting with Grizz Gamey on who's going to get that final fifth spot and who's going to the ticket. And we're going to be talking about the ticket a little later. But we have three teams that are currently fighting for a playoff spot, for what I can see so far. We have Pistons GT, Blazers 5 Gaming, we have Grizz Gaming, and we have Pacers Gaming. They're all fighting for basically 4 through 7. They're all fighting for 4 through 7. Unfortunately, Duke's Gaming just missed out, and now they're going to the ticket. Jazz Gaming also missed out. They're going, I believe, yeah, they're going to the ticket as well. It's tough. It's tough. And for the Eastern Conference, we have 76ers GC. We have NBL Oz Gaming. We have Gen G Tigers. All right, so number one seed is the 76ers. Number two seed is NBL Oz Gaming. Number three seed is Gen G Tigers. Number four seed is Nets GC. And number five seed is Cavs Legion. So 1 through 4 is clinched. 1 through 4, they already clinched the playoffs, right? Cavs Legion is fighting for a playoff spot, but also Hornets Venom GT is also fighting for a playoff spot. That's crazy to say that the way how Hornets Venom started off this season, that now they're fighting for a playoff spot come the turn. It's crazy how a couple of moves could change your whole season around. And Antoine Love could basically just change your whole season around. Unfortunately, from Heat Check and also Raptors, two teams that I believe I thought that was going to make it to the playoffs, they're going to be fine for their lives in the ticket. It's very unfortunate. It sucks to see Wizards down there, but the Wizards got to make some changes. So let's get into the turn pre-stage week recap brought to you by Harris. So Harris has said bubble teams wanted it more, which is very true. It was really impressive how well teams in the middle of the pack played this week. They are all fighting for their playoff lives, and the series results told the entire story. The four lower seeds teams on the right side of the bracket pull off upset victories and sweeps. Warriors Gaming Squad, Gen G, Bucks Gaming, three of the top four teams in the league all got swept by teams with far worse records. In fact, three of the four teams on that side of the bracket were outside of the playoffs entirely, with NBL the lone team sitting comfortably in the playoffs. And then there was Hornets Venom GT, a team simply against all odds refusing to die, a massive sweep over T-Wolves Gamer to save their season, a throwback to the 2021 season when they stormed the turn to win the first and only banner in team history. Could they see another legendary run? Everything seems to be on the table heading into next week. And that was Harris' report on the bubble teams. Shout out to Harris. That's about awards, so we could go back to that later. Here's his thing about who the hell is actually in the playoffs. I'm going to make this really easy for everyone. In the East right now, your clinched teams are 76ers, Gen G, NBL Oz Gaming, Nets GC, who has the fourth seed for right now, and the fifth seed is Heat Check, Hornets Venom, and Cavs Legion GC are all currently tied in points and win percentage. However, since the Cavs have beaten Heat Check and Hornets Venom, they currently hold the position for the spot. Here's the kicker. Since win percentage is a higher tiebreaker and all three teams are at 50%, if Cavs Legion or Hornets Venom or both lose next round, their win percentage will drop under 50% and Heat Check Gaming will get the spot right back. The story far from done. All going to come down to next week. That's crazy. What I just read, that's absolutely crazy. So I gotta write that down. I gotta talk about that later. Hold on, dude. Did not know about that. Alright, so Cavs Legion currently hold the spot. To recap, Cavs Legion currently hold the spot. Because they beat Hornets Venom and Heat Check. Because that's one of the tiebreakers. But because win percentage is a higher tiebreaker, and all current teams have 50%. That means if Cavs Legion and Hornets Venom get swept and don't even pick up one single win, Heat Check will get the spot and will be in the playoffs. Well, at least they'll get the fourth seed. Yeah. So Heat Check will then get the fourth seed, I believe. No. They'll get the fifth seed. I'm sorry. Heat Check will then get the fifth seed, and Cavs Legion and Hornets and them have to go into the ticket. That's crazy. All right. So Harris also said in the West, it's a little simpler. Warriors Gaming Squad, T Wolves Gaming, and Bucks Gaming all have clinched a spot. Pistons GT is in the position for the fourth seed. They're about close to clinching as you can. The fifth seed is trickier. Simpler than the East. Grizz Gaming B5. Blazers 5 are currently tied, but Memphis has the head-to-head tiebreaker, so they are still in spot. If Blazer 5 wins more than one more round of the turn, they're in the playoffs. Pacers Gaming are still in the mix as well. They need to simply get to the turn finals to confirm a playoff spot. We will track that throughout the week. Three teams in each conference clinch. The fourth seed is basically locked. The five seed is pretty much chaotic. Get it? Got it? Good. Dyslexia hurts. Pretty cool. Dyslexia hurts. Alright. The rest is remote broadcasts are gone, which I said that earlier. He's basically saying what's going on with the Warriors. Are the Warriors frauds because they could win remote, but they can't? They can't win. They could win in group play, but they can't win in bracket play. Bucks are struggling. T-Wolves struggling. Genji struggling. Crazy. It's all crazy. So that's your recap, right? Thank you to Harris for that recap. And then Trey Reed is gonna give us provide the turn stage play preview, right? Shout out to Trey, bro. You've been coming up with these great articles. Always love seeing your articles go up on the website. Keep doing your thing. Oh, so he also put some predictions too. I'm just going to, I'll give you guys his predictions as well. So his prediction, Trey's, right? His prediction for Hornets Venom versus Nets GC. Hornets Venom heads into their matchup versus Nets GC, hoping to clinch another series win after defeating the Team Wolves in bracket play. In order for this to happen, Antoine Love has to be efficient from the field throughout the series to make sure which is a daunting task for Streets on the defensive side of the ball. To add on, he needs to be consistently facilitating and limit his slip ups to avoid allowing Nets GC to convert their turnovers into points. Also, Fluke Lock needs to come through flying colors defensively to keep Greens from finding his flow offensively through the series. If Antoine Love can go shot for shots with Greens, and Fluke Lock can create havoc on the defensive end, Hornets Venom will get the series win and keep their playoff hopes alive. Okay, so he has Hornets. He also wrote some nice things about Nets GC, but he has Hornets Venom going. Hornets Venom beating Nets GC. He also has NBL Odds Gaming beating Blazer 5, and he also has Pacers Gaming beating Cavs Legion. So I do agree with him that Antoine Love needs to definitely be a scorer and a facilitator when it comes down to this Hornets Venom versus Nets GC squad, right? I don't know. I feel like Antoine Love is going to show up. I don't know if Ribby is going to show up, and I also don't know if Fluke Lock, who did have a great series. He did have a great series against the T-Wolves team, but this Nets GC team, their backcourt is on fire. We finally getting to see Glenn Ratty just ball out and do great. Greens has been there all season, 3v3, 5v5. He's just been there all season. He's been playing good. This backcourt is going to be a problem. So, and Fluke Lock, who's just coming off getting picked up, and yeah, he did have a great series against the T-Wolves. But the T-Wolves didn't really have game, like they didn't really have film on Hornets Venom and what the Hornets Venom is gonna do and stuff like that. You can't really go off of what a team is gonna do in scrims, which I don't even know if, because I'm not an insider, but I don't even know if Hornets Venom even use Fluke Lock in scrims. I think they might have just picked him up. If they're smart, they use scrims, but they were being discreet about it and they didn't let anybody really film about it, or they was just trying different things. Came game day versus scrims, so that way team moves couldn't lock in on anything. When it comes down to it, I feel like now that Nets GC has film on Hornets Venom and how they're gonna play with Fluke Lock coming in, I feel like I gotta give Nets GC this series. I think the backcourt is going to be a major problem. I feel like Nets GC has a better backcourt and have more of a scoring punch. I don't think Hornets Venom can go shot for shot when it comes down to the Nets. I really don't. I think Antoine Love could go shot for shots with Greens, right? But I don't think as a team Hornets Venom can go shot for shots with Nets GC. I think for Hornets Venom to win, they need to create offense. They need to create turnovers and turn that into points. And then everybody just has to be making their shot. They have to play a perfect style of basketball or just limit their amount of turnovers, and shots just have to go in for Hornets Venom to win. But for me personally, I have to say I'm giving this series to Nets GC. I just like the backcourt more. I feel like they have more of an offensive scoring punch. I feel like their defense is also a little slightly better because they've been playing with each other longer too. I'm just leaning to more, and I feel like now that everyone has film on Hornets Venom and Fluke Lock coming in, I feel like that's going to be a good reason why Nets GC will get this series. I do think Hornets Venom is going to get a win, which will help their win percentage. I do think they're going to get a win, and it's going to go to a best of three. And when it comes down to it, I think it's going to come down to last couple of possessions. It's going to come down to the fourth quarter. And Greens in the fourth quarter, I just got to go with my money on Greens right now. So that's what I have for that series. I have Nets beating Hornets Venom. If it's still best of three, I want to go best of three. Hold on, sure, I'm still recording. All right. Going into this next one, right? I'm going to speed it. Make this a little bit more faster. Get into it, right? So, Trey Reed, he has NBL Oz Gaming beating Blazer 5. I don't know about this one. I feel like this is another series that's gonna be highly close together. It's gonna come down to a game three. I don't think this is gonna be a sweep here. I feel like it's really gonna come down to the fourth quarter, and I don't know. Harry is playing great, right? But Harry has also had some games where he has went missing, and he isn't providing you an offensive scoring punch. And NBL Oz Gaming offense, it's been wishy-washy. Recently, it's been good, right? Their defense has been absolutely fire. They've been a top five defense all season long. 3v3, 5v5, they've been a top five defense. Their offensive at times goes missing, and that's why I feel like if Harry isn't there, Jaden has to step up now and be like, hey, I'm running the offense now. Harry, just go spot up for me. Also, something that's interesting, Harry runs, I believe this is a team where Harry runs the hash on defense, and Jaden runs in the corner. I believe this is the team. So I feel like they might want to switch that up a little, even though you do have a top five defense and Harry is playing good and stuff like that. I would like to sometimes see Jaden play the hash sometimes, you know, get some easy transition points so that way he could get going and stuff like that. But also, if Harry's if Harry is struggling and whatnot. Me personally, I'm going with B5 this series. I like B5 this series. NBL Oz Gaming, I think they're going to make it close. I think it's going to come down to the wire. And it sucks that it's going to be a West Coast team versus the East Coast team. And West Service are terrible when it comes down to playing against a Central or East or Eastern Service team. I'm still going with B5. I think they could fight through the server problems and server issues and stuff. And I like B5 in a best of three. And it's going to come down to that fourth quarter. I'm going with B5 this one. I believe this is the last series. Alright. So, for this one, this is Cavs Legion versus Pacers Gaming. I think, I really like Green up. I really like Green right here. I don't know. This series is going, this is tough. This is real, real tough. This, defensively, this is going to be a great series. It's going to be a great series to watch defensively. Offensively, it's going to be tough. Because this is two teams where if their offense is rolling, then they're rolling, and it could come down to the wire. This could be a very high volume offense, right? But if they're missing shots and stuff not going their way and stuff, this could be a tough series to watch. This is going to be a defensive grind. And when it comes down to it, I got to go with Cavs Legion. I think Cavs Legion is going to it's going to pull it off. I'm not going to say this is a sweep. I think at this point of the turn, we're not going to see any more sweeps. I feel like this is going to be another best of three, and I'm going with Cavs Legion. This is gonna come down to whose offense is really gonna be flowing, who's gonna be on it, who's gonna be more efficient. Right now, I'm going with Cavs Legion. I'm going with Cavs Legion. So, I was like, why is there only three of these? I guess the article is missing out on Pistons and 76ers. One last series to go into. I'm going with Pistons. I'm saying it now. I'm going with Pistons over the 76ers. I like how Ant is playing. Beavers is on fire. This series is going to define if he's in the defensive player of the race. If he's going to be a defensive player of the race candidate, right? This is going to be his series. This could be his front runner series. If Bag can disrupt the offense and make it to where Dre is taking difficult shots and make it to where 630 is taking difficult shots, like whoever's on ball is just taking difficult shots and just contesting everything and stuff like that, I feel like this could be that series. Defensively, Pistons GC have it to slow down that 76ers offense. It's going to come down to a great defense versus a great offense. Defense wins championships. I got to go with Pistons GT. Going with Bag. This series can make him a front runner for defensive player of the year. Speaking of awards, let's get into with that being said, let me give you all a recap of who I have winning. So for me, I'm only doing this next round. This round, so far, I'm only doing this round. I'm not doing conference finals just yet. This is only semifinals, alright? So, for my semifinals, I have Pistons GT, I have Nets GC, I have Blazer 5, and I have Cavs Legion. And I'm real shaky about the Cavs Legion. You're shaky about that one. I wish the website had stats. I think they used to have stats, but if you want to look up a player's stats, you gotta come all the way here, and then you gotta click on the player. Like, you know how, and you gotta go to like stats right here. You know how annoying that is. You know how so much easier it'll be if they just had stats. Just a tab for stats, you know? That'd be nice. Just add in one more tab right here. Stats. Or in between here. Just stats. That'd be nice. Bracket play. Okay. So, let's get into my predictions for award winners, right? I'm gonna basically give you guys who's my MVP candidate, at least who I have in the top three. It's not gonna be a entire top five. I'm at least gonna give you guys the top three, right? So for MVP, I have Shifty Kai, Ant, and it's tough. No, it's not tough. Mama, I'm that man. Mama, I'm that man should be somewhere in the MVP candidate. She should be somewhere MVP candidate. So Mama, that man is my third one, right? Defensive player of the year, I said it earlier, Bag Motion, Slaughter, and... Ooh, this is tough. Defensive player here is tough when it comes down to who's going to be an MVP. Who's going to be a candidate? because there's a lot of center that people will put centers. I prefer to put locks. It's gonna be tough. I don't know. Defensive player of the year is gonna be tough. Most improved, for my most improved, I have Jaden, Killy, and there's a lot of good names out there. There's a lot of good names for most improved. Jaden, Killy. Let me make sure I got the name right. DJ. Yep. DJ. Jaden, Killy, DJ. I just wanted to make sure I got the name right. Because I was between DJ and I was thinking of DJ and returning DJ. I just wanted to make sure I got the name right. DJ. Okay, so I've been through MVP, defensive player, most improved. Who else we got? Rookie of the year, Antoine Love, Greens. I wouldn't consider Greenlight a rookie, but I know other people would consider him a rookie, which is weird because I wouldn't consider him a rookie. Here we go, draft board. Yep, Greens. That's tough because CP would only be. CP's only considered in the Rookie of the Year candidate because now they started winning. Before Dimes got there, it was tough to put him in. I got Claude. I put Claude in the Rookie of the Year candidate. I gotta go Greens, Claude, Greenlight. I know people are gonna be mad and be like, you could have put this guy, you could put that guy. This is just candidates for me. This is just candidates, people. Just candidates. What am I missing? Coach of the Year. Coach of the Year. I gotta go Moody. I should pull up the standings for this one. Moody's in my Coach of the Year. Joe Vegas is in my Coach of the Year. I had another team. Moody, Joe Vegas. Damn, it's hard. The reason why I'm stumbling on like who could be a possible third candidate is because there's a lot of good teams that are playing really good, and there's a lot of good coaches that are out there. If I gotta give it, I gotta give it to 76ers coach. I gotta give it to him, man. God, I can't remember his name all the time. gotta give it to 76ers. Yep. Gotta give it to 76ers coach. What else I say? Playoffs. Okay, so who do I think is gonna make it into the playoffs? Real quick. Besides the teams that are already clinched, not worry about those, but who's gonna end up making it to the playoffs? I have Pistons, GT making it to the playoffs. I have It's going to be tough. But the way the turn is going to turn out to be, I got B5 getting into the playoffs. B5's going to make it into the West. I think the Grizz are going to get out the ticket, though. I think the Grizz are going to get out the ticket. Now, for the East, I if we take my turn predictions, then I have the Cavs Legion getting it out, making it to the next round. I don't have Hornets-Ville. I don't have Hornets-Ville winning, and then Hecheck is going to be in the ticket. So it's basically how it's going to stay is it's going to stay. And then, yeah, pretty much I think it's going to stay how it's going to stay. And all of the teams that are in the in the 4 or 5 spot, they're going to make it to the playoffs. So that will be Nets GC and Cavs Legion making it out the East. And we have Pistons GT and B5 making it out the West. So with that being said, I think this has been a long enough episode. Yeah, 35 minutes. Oh, shoot. Shout out to Joe Vegas for coming through. Shout out to Joe. Hey, I think you boys are going to make it into the playoffs, man. I think y'all got a real good shot. Y'all are hooping it. I definitely have you as a... I think I said that. I think you have you as a Coach of the Year candidate. But also have Moody as a Coach of the Year candidate because y'all were two teams that everybody thought was going to be at the bottom of the conferences. Wasn't going to make it out. And then y'all are basically, shoot. I don't think you guys made it into the 3-3 playoffs, but I think y'all made it to every bracket play. But I think y'all made it far in some of these 3v3s, or y'all were a little struggling. But for Moody and NBL last game, I know they made it to every bracket play, and they made it to the playoffs and whatnot. So it's basically, I feel like it's gonna come down to you two, and whoever makes it further, it's gonna get Coach of the Year. With that being said, let me do a small little recap so I can make this small little recap into a clip. I have, these are going to be my predictions for the turn, at least for this next round, for the semifinals round. I have, let me make sure I got the brackets up. So, I have Pistons GT winning against the 76ers. By the way, these are not going to be sweeps at all. These are not going to be sweeps. I think all these games are going to be like best of three or best of five or however many, right? So, I have Nets GC. I have Nets GC beating Hornets Venom. I have Pistons GT beating 76ers. I have B5 beating NBL Oz Gaming. I think that's going to be who wins Coach of the Year. And I have Cavs Legion beating Pacers Gaming. So, with that being said, thank you to everybody that came out to the Twitch stream. Thank you to everybody that listened to the podcast episode later down the line on YouTube or Spotify or iHeartRadio or wherever else you listen to podcasts. Thank you for listening. Y'all have a good rest of... I'll see y'all very, very soon. Gonna be coming up with another podcast episode very, very soon. Make sure you guys like, comment, and subscribe. And peace. Y'all have a good one.